Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The term endangered species evokes the thought of declining tiger and elephant populations. But as Philip Sponnenberg, a professor of pathology and genetics at the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech shows, domestic extinction is a very real problem.
Wildlife are not the only animals that have become endangered. Most people are unaware that many breeds of domesticated farm animals also face the threat of extinction. Each breed of animals has a unique genetic package, just like wild species are. The difference is that the breeds of domesticated animals reflect their history of partnership with human owners for specific purposes, whether wool from sheep, milk from cows, companionship from dogs, or a host of other uses over millennia that have stood between humans and starvation. As breeds become extinct, so too does that rich history and relationship. The situation in the United States is monitored by the Livestock Conservancy, which has a long track record of successfully standing between endangered breeds and extinction. One great example is Randall Lineback cattle. This is an old local breed from New England with a distinctive white stripe down the back. Descriptions of cattle like this sort go back to early colonial times, and oxen marked like this were essential in getting cannons to Fort Ticonderoga to help win our War of Independence. Randall cattle were locally essential for milk, meat, and powerful oxen in rocky New England pastures and hillsides. The breed declined through the 1900s, and Everett Randall became the last known herdsman with the old Lineback breed. Upon his death, the cattle were slated for slaughter because the family members were no longer interested in keeping this relic going. Fortunately, a dozen or so were saved right from the slaughterhouse door. These few were carefully tended by dedicated, conservation-minded farmers so that today the breed is much more secure, with several breeders and a head count of 500 or more. They are now valued more highly for the high quality of their beef than for their ability to get cannons to Fort Ticonderoga, but they remain living connections to that rich past.
That was Philip Sponnenberg of the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.